On Wednesday this week, my neighbor Jean Tonkin told me that she had found the chickadee nest of the male chickadee we've been tracking. He's easy to identify because his right foot is missing all the front toes. I went straight over and got hundreds of photos. We got some good looks at one or two nestlings that had worked their way up to peek out the entrance hole, and they appeared well feathered out. I thought they had to be close to fledging. Sure enough, when I headed over there around 10 a.m. on Thursday, at least two, and quite likely more, of the babies had already left the nest. The parents were rushing about, keeping track of and finding food for the new fledglings as well as the nestlings. The male and female both came to the nest during the first few minutes after I arrived and fed the ones still in the nest, but they also came in a few times without food, perhaps just encouraging the nestlings to make the jump. The parents were not coming very often, and the nestlings were apparently hungry. Two of them worked their way up near the entrance. It was adorable to see them side by side in the nest, and 25 minutes after I arrived, one of them suddenly flew out of the nest hole into a nearby branch of the cherry tree. It was adorable seeing a chickadee's very first flight. This fledgling went directly to a nearby branch and landed as easy as pie. I tracked it for 5 minutes. It stayed in the cherry tree for a minute or so, looking all about, carefully watching an ant that walked along the branch it was on, and then it flitted above the lawn to another tree and another before the parents' calls led it to a dense stand on the other side of the yard. I got back to the nest in time to watch a second chick about to fledge. I got a bunch of photos and then watched it take off. This one went further on its maiden voyage, past the nearby cherry branches into some shrubbery a good 10 feet further away. Again, it just sat there for a few minutes getting its bearings and then started working its way branch to branch. That one was a little less coordinated than the first, but for the first moments out of the nest didn't seem all that awkward. The mother came in briefly without food, as if trying to show it where to go, but it wasn't ready for a long flight across the yard to where the family was, so I got a few more photos. When it did flit off, I went back to the nest in time to see the last little chickadee take off. I got a 5-second video of that. That one didn't stick around in the open as long as the others did before it moved into the denser vegetation. It was so fun watching the little ones looking around and figuring out the big world. While they were in the nest cavity, they could see out in only one direction, which didn't include the thick area of trees and shrubs where the parents wanted them. Everything was new. It's so hard for parent birds to feed and keep track of all their fledglings. When people run across fledglings during that first critical day or two, when the chicks are clumsy and not quite following the parents' directions yet, people tend to assume the chicks were abandoned. Worse, they tend to assume that it's better to rescue a chick, to snatch it out of its home territory and bring it indoors to make it safe. Parent birds give their young a perfect diet, but so much more. Exactly the kinds of contact their chicks need, and exactly the education that will give the young birds a chance of surviving in the wild. What most people give baby birds is nothing more than that experiment with baby chimpanzees given nothing but a bottle and a wire doll. The birds don't have a chance of any kind of real life after that kind of experience. When you see a fledgling, consider yourself lucky, but don't make the bird unlucky by removing it from its home and family. If it really does seem to be in danger on the ground, you can pick it up and put it in some nearby shrubbery, but don't do more than that without describing the situation to a wildlife rehabber and getting careful instructions for where to bring it. The only reason we have birds at all is because parent birds really do know what to do. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.